Okay. Hello, baby. Hello. Yeah, I know you can hear me. You've been glued to that screen since this morning. No. Don't give me that little 5 more minutes. You said that 2 hours ago. Do you remember? Move your chair back. Come on. I'm not asking. I'm pulling you away from this thing before your spine folds in half. There we go. Stand up and stretch. Oh, yeah, like that. Arms up. Good puppy. See? Not hard. What were you even doing? Work? Then you just like stayed right there to game. Well, it's Friday night, babe. I want to hang out with you. Yes, with you. You, the person currently blinking like you've been living inside the monitor. Poor baby. I'm thinking we can like just couch tonight, get like a soft blanket and order some food. Or we can go out. I mean, that's what I want to do. Or we can just cuddle till your brain resets. I really don't mind. I'm flexible. You're the one who needs rescuing from your own chair. Hey, stop looking at the floor. What's that face for? No, seriously, look at me. You're getting all quiet. You're doing that thing where you're like shutting down and overthinking. What happened? You're embarrassed. About what, baby? Because you spent the whole day on the computer? Oh, puppy, come here a second. Sit with me. We can go in the living room and sit down for a little bit and talk. Yeah. Okay, come on. Listen, I wasn't mad at you. I wasn't like judging you. I was just teasing because you were ignoring me, not because I think there's something wrong with you. No, of course not, baby. I know how you get when you lock on to something. You get super focused, you lose time, you forget everything else is even happening. I've seen it a million times. It's not new. It's not like shocking to me. It's certainly not something I'm about to start holding against you, like this far into our relationship. Puppy, you don't have to tell me that. I mean it. You don't have to tell me that. I mean it. We don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. You don't have to explain that your parent used to yell at you for this stuff. I already kind of figured something like that was behind how fast you shut down. Look up at me for a second. I'm not them. I'm not sitting here waiting to call you lazy or useless or any of that garbage someone else drilled into you. You working all day and then getting sucked into a game doesn't make you a loser. It makes you a person who has interests and gets absorbed into them. I'm your girlfriend, babe. I love you. I like to spend time with you. That's all I wanted. You didn't do anything wrong. You just needed me to like tap you on the shoulder a little bit. Okay, maybe like a gentle yank out of your chair, but that's because you're stubborn and cute when you're focused. Hey, baby, don't hide your face in my shoulder. You're not being too much. You're not disappointing me. You're not making me think less of you. You're allowed to slip into your little computer zone. Everyone does that with something. I'm just here to pull you back when the whole day disappears and you forget I exist, that's all. And I can see you're still feeling guilty, but you don't need to. I promise, baby. I'm not trying to fix you or shame you. I'm not, like, keeping track of every time you do this to, like, throw it in your face one day. Thing. Come here. Put your arms around my neck. Good. Breathe for a second. That's a good puppy. I want tonight with you. That's it. Not some perfect version of you who never gets absorbed in things. Just you. So, here's the plan. We'll go back in there. Shut the computer down, and we'll go grab something to drink. Or we can stay in and order food if you're wiped. We can get under a blanket, and I make you lean on me until you stop spiraling like this, and then, I don't know, we spend the evening doing something that isn't just staring at pixels. Sound good? Yeah? That's my good baby. Pretty thing. Come on, I've got you. Let's go actually enjoy our night.